Michelle Rutherford is one of the moms whose kids are involved with the area's multiple robotics teams. It's an endeavor, she says, that's essentially exploded over the past 5 years.
This current season that we're wrapping up, we have 5 FLL teams, that's First LEGO League, and then we have one team that's the level above that called First Tech Challenge. Probably like 45 students at the FLL level, and this is just our club. There are 3 teams that started up this year at the School of Arts and Sciences on Thomasville Road, and 2 of those teams made it to the regional tournament in their first year, which is really, really impressive.
Rutherford's team is called the Gorilla Bots, and she notes it's a diverse bunch.
We have 7 kids on the team. 5 of them are homeschooled. 1 goes to Christ Classical Academy, a private school, and then the 7th goes to Montford Middle School.
The teams are affiliated with the First Robotics Competition in what's called the LEGO League. That's because LEGO is a key sponsor and produces the Mindstorms technology that is used as the robot's operating and control systems.
Most amazing things about this is it's more than just Legos. There's a great project component where the kids are trying to solve a real-world problem and then also emphasizing the core values of the First organization. It's for inspiration in science and technology.
Meaning the teams have to do the planning and construction of their entries with restricted adult involvement. And now, Rutherford says the Gorilla Bots have ascended to a level of competition that most robotics teams only dream about. Later this month, they'll be headed to this year's Worldwide Championship in Houston, Texas.
The fact that these kids are about to go compete at the international level, it truly is the world festival. There'll be teams from China and Japan. There'll be teams from Zimbabwe and Bolivia, Ecuador. It's phenomenal. And we're one of 5 teams from Florida.
One of the other Gorilla Bots moms is Karen Hahn. Both of her daughters are involved in local robotics, with the younger, Katie, looking forward to the challenge in Houston.
She is so excited. We actually kind of forced her to do this. My older daughter, Allison, has done it for several years and loves it.
Rutherford says frantic final preparations are underway.
The dates of the tournament are April 17th through the 20th.
Still unresolved, however, is the cost of the trip.
For all 7 kids and at least, 1 to 2 parents per kid, we estimated that that would be $15,000, and we've had less than a month to raise that. So we said, you know what, we're working hard. We're having a garage sale next Saturday the 6th, and that's going to be at the Hahn's house. Their address is 6271 Wittendale Court.
And for supporters who can't make it to the Hahn house for the yard sale,
you go on GoFundMe and look up Send the Gorilla Bots to the World Championship. You'll see a crazy picture with a bunch of kids in bright yellow t-shirts and one guy dressed as a banana and one guy dressed as a gorilla.
Tallahassee's own Gorilla Bots robotics team soon on their way to do global battle on behalf of Florida's capital city. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.